Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Arsenal are wobbling, or are they?
Now Matheus Mané, the young man. It's in! Wolves have equalised!
Celtic are somewhere way beyond wobbling.
I have no confidence that this board do have it in them to hold their hands up and said, we got it wrong.
And our football thing of the week is... We'll explain all later. Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh. This is Football Fast, no faff. And for the final time in 2025, let's go Route 1 in association with Fitstairs. Before we start today, a little bit of housekeeping. We made some changes to the show recently, dictated by listener figures and sponsorship and such like. We're making a few more changes. You spoke, we listened. We're going back to three shows a week. Now, the shows will be a little bit different. We're going to be going a little deeper. We're going to be casting our net a little wider, but we'll be sticking to the main theme of the show: information, expertise, and a total lack of faff. There'll be more on that to come in January, but with all of that in mind, particularly the bit about no faff, onwards. We have, at present anyway, a three-way title race. We've also got a three-way battle for our game of the weekend, and after much deliberation, we're going to give it to Everton-Arsenal, partly as an anniversary present, because it's 1 year exactly since the Friedkin Group took control of the Toffees, and it's gone pretty well, hasn't it? But is it going so well that they've got a chance against Arsenal? I'm not so sure. Yeah, the Gunners were beaten by Aston Villa earlier this month, but only by a last-gasp goal-mouth scramble in an absorbing, evenly matched game. And yeah, they required their own last-gasp goal to beat an abysmal Wolves side at home last weekend, but while they were far from their best, they dominated possession and XG. It's not like Wolves can feel aggrieved by the result. Now, there is a temptation to believe that Everton could rattle them on Saturday. That magnificent new stadium, those incredible fans, the last Saturday night before Christmas. And this, it really is a different Everton. They're no longer circling the drain under David Moyes. They're banging on the door of European qualification. But that new stadium, it's hardly a fortress. Newcastle put four past them there and they never win away. Tottenham put three past them there and they just never win. More pertinently, Arsenal have just had a whole week off, their first complete week of rest since August. Their key players are returning from injury. Are they too conservative? Yeah, maybe, but they've only failed to accumulate more than one XG in a match once in their last 18 games. They're hardly Tony Pulis's West Bromwich Albion. It might be a close one, it'll certainly be an interesting one, but more evidence is required before rumours of Arsenal's slump can be taken seriously. And speaking of slump, it's also Tottenham against Liverpool on Saturday and how quickly the mood changes in this league. 2 weeks ago, Liverpool were in a state of crisis, partly because they'd thrown away 2 points at Sunderland and then again at Leeds 4 days later, but mostly because Mariah Salah had thrown his own club under a bus. By contrast, Tottenham looked to be on the mend. A fortunate point at Newcastle had been followed by a solid win over Brentford. Looks can be deceptive. Spurs' defeat to Nottingham Forest wasn't their worst performance of the season, because that's a crowded field, but it was certainly their most frustrating. It was a display characterised by self-inflicted wounds and a worrying lack of attacking edge. The problem isn't that Thomas Frank's team don't make enough chances, it's that frequently they don't make any chances. In the games against Chelsea, Arsenal and Forest, they accumulated a grand total of 0.5 XG. That's not good enough for one Spurs game, let alone three. Liverpool, on the other hand, they look far more settled now. They're 5 games unbeaten, they don't look so fragile at the back, and with Wolves, Leeds and Fulham on the horizon, they have a real chance to haul themselves back, if not into the title race, then at least into a strong position for a Champions League place. A win in North London in front of a crowd who could easily turn on their beleaguered new manager, well, that could set them up for a very Merry Christmas indeed. And then there's our lone Sunday game, and it's a great one if you're driving home for Christmas. Get it on the radio. It's Aston Villa, Manchester United. And this was actually Unai Emery's first game in charge of Villa, and that went pretty well for him. He could do with another win like that. But what sort of Manchester United will turn up? The one that danced giddily through Bournemouth's lines between 8 and 8.45 on Monday night? Or the one that collapsed in front of Bournemouth's lines shortly after 9 p.m. on Monday night? That'll be a fun one. Your early game on Saturday is a sort of fatigue derby between Champions League-drained Newcastle, who also won in the League Cup on Wednesday, against Champions League-drained and Gianni Bowl-drained Chelsea, who won in the League Cup on Tuesday. Has Enzo Maresco cheered up yet? Can Eddie Howe make it up to the Toon Army, who will have had quite the week at work dealing with their Macam colleagues? Manchester City could go top on Saturday, if only for a few hours. They host West Ham at the Etihad, and any Hammers fans hoping they'll be tired would do well to check the City team sheet from Wednesday night. Only a handful of regulars played. 3 of them were withdrawn after an hour. Only Tijani Reinders played the full 90. He's actually played 29 games already this season for club and country. Oh, I'm afraid this City side will be quite operational when West Ham arrive.
Ooh. I'm afraid the deflector shield will be quite operational when your friends arrive.
If Chelsea lose in the early one, Crystal Palace have the chance to go fourth. They're away at Leeds, who are either unbeaten in 3 or have won just once in 7, depending on whether you're a pint half full or pint half empty kind of person. Can Wolverhampton Wanderers win a game? They may not get a better chance than this one. They host Brentford. The Bees haven't won in 4 and had to play Man City in the Cup in midweek. And, unlike City, they did pick a very strong team. I'm going all out on this one. I've given a quid to our friends at Fitstairs, 5-2 for Wolves to win. I've also handed over a pound coin for Burnley to win at Bournemouth. Now, this is a riskier one. It's 11-2 because, well, Burnley have lost 7 games in a row, but Bournemouth haven't won in 7, and I think they'll be a bit jaded after all the drama at Old Trafford on Monday. Burnley can't lose all the time. They're not that bad, right? If you fancy odds like that, or indeed any other odds on any other major sporting events, go check out fitstairs.com, but please do gamble responsibly and obviously be over 18. Finally this weekend, we have a game so hard to call that my third pound coin is staying firmly in my pocket. Brighton, who have won 3, drawn 2 and lost 2 of their last 7, play Sunderland, who have won 2, drawn 3 and lost 2 of their last 7. I have absolutely no idea how that one's going to go, and I think it would be foolhardy to speculate. The will-he-won't-he open brackets get sacked drama continues at Real Madrid this weekend. Xabi Alonso's side take on Sevilla at the Bernabeu. They are actually sitting on back-to-back wins right now. It's just that they're back-to-back wins against Alaves and third flight Talavera. But the big game on Sunday is at 3:15. It's Villarreal against Barcelona. Villarreal are third with 2 games in hand. So this is a tough one for Hansi Flick's side, who actually conceded 3 in their last away game in La Liga. That was when they beat Betis 5-3. They can be got at, you know. The Bundesliga goes off with a bang tonight. Borussia Dortmund player Borussia Mönchengladbach side, whose revival has stuttered a little of late. They didn't actually win a Bundesliga game until November the 1st. Then they won another 3-5, but they lost at home to Wolfsburg last week, so they need to get back on track. There's another big one on Saturday evening when RB Leipzig play Bayer Leverkusen. That's second versus fourth. And Bayern Munich, in case you're wondering, they don't play until Sunday. They're away to tiny Heidenheim. But after what happened at Mainz last week, I'm making no predictions. The Italian Super Cup continues this weekend in Saudi Arabia. Bologna play Inter tonight, so there aren't as many big fixtures in Serie A as usual this weekend. Juventus play Roma on Saturday night, though, so it's not all bad. A win for Roma would put them second. Unless they win 12-0, of course, that would put them top, but I know it feels unlikely. France is an easy one today. It's a Coupe de France weekend, so the big boys are playing Le Garçon Petit. Good luck to Vendée Fontenay, the fifth flight outfit hosting Paris Saint-Germain on Saturday in their 4,500 capacity stadium. They do have a bit of previous in this competition, though. They got to the quarterfinals in 2001, bowing out to Lyon on penalties, and that was a good Lyon side in those days, too. PSG, of course, are fresh from winning the Intercontinental Cup. They beat Flamengo on penalties on Wednesday. Goalkeeper Matvey Safonov saved four spot kicks. Now, listeners to the old DFB show over at The Athletic will remember that our roundups used to include Dutch football, Turkish football, and MLS football. We thought long and hard about it, but we did let those leagues go in the interest of brevity when we started this show. We nearly let Scotland go too, but I thought, let's see what happens. Well, that was a good call. This has been the most astonishing season I can recall in Scotland since Graeme Souness turned up at Rangers as a player-manager, got sent off in his first game, and then bought half the England team. Hearts are the leaders, Rangers are in recovery mode, and Celtic have just imploded in a way that defies belief. New manager Wilfred Nancy has lost all four of his games. This is Celtic's worst run since 1978. And this weekend, they host Aberdeen. Now, you might think it's a good thing to have a home game when you need a win, but that may not be the case here. Jim Burke is the host of the RGC Celtic podcast, and please don't ask me what RGC stands for. Jim, what's the mood like over there?
What is the mood in the camp? I can't use the stream of profanity that I would like to use, so let's just call it feisty. The simple fact is, we have known for a while about the ineptitude of the board, and even before this latest, insert profanity here, we were unhappy with how they were conducting things. What we've now got is a manager that would appear to have been appointed because when Dr. Football, Paul Tisdale, was at Exeter 13 years ago, he worked with his assistant, Ampadu. Now, he's worked in the MLS, been pretty unspectacular, and he's now manager of Celtic, where 60,000 people are there every second week, and there's an expectation that you win every single game. And he is making a right roaring of it. Insert profanity. We simply need the board to accept the mistake they've made and bag them and move back to what was a temporary solution for a few weeks, but should now be extended to the end of the season. And that's bringing back Martin O'Neill, of whom I'm not a great fan, incidentally, biggest fan, however, and the backroom team he had assembled. But I have no confidence that this board do have it in them to hold their hands up and said, we got it wrong, because there's been no indication that that's what they've got in the locker.
And if you want more on the Celtic story, and I'm starting to become obsessed by it, I urge you to subscribe to the RGC Celtic podcast. There's a link in the episode description. They play at 3 p.m. on Sunday. It's quite the double bill in Scotland, because at 1:30, you got leaders Hearts against the now third-placed Rangers. That'll be a good game too. The Championship kicks off tonight with a South versus North Welsh derby, Swansea against Wrexham. Pick of the 12:30s on Saturday is Southampton, resurgent under Child manager Tonda Eckert. They've won 6 of their last 8. They play Frank Lampard's Coventry, back in winning ways after a 2-game wobble. They beat Bristol City last week. That's who Middlesbrough play this week. Middlesbrough are second, of course, and they've won their last 4. That is all the football for the weekend, but if you're looking for football-adjacent stuff, it's not a book this week, it's a game. Take a look at Slow Football. It's what would happen if an old play-by-mail football management game had a baby with teletext, and I guess younger listeners will probably have to ask their parents about both of those things. Now, there's a subscription fee of £62.50 for the 25-week season. That buys you a team and access to a portal, not dissimilar to an old-school football manager game. From there, you can pick players, train players, scout for players, anything you like, really. Time is not a factor because there's only one match every real life week. You set up your team, all the other human managers set up their teams, and then a computer plays it out for you in old school text updates. That's the game bit. It's the community bit I love because obviously I've paid for a team. We're Brentford, we're plucky, we're on a cup run. There's a WhatsApp group, you can bid for each other's players or even just lowball each other to try and break hearts and minds. It's loads of fun. I really love playing it this season. You should check it out. It's called Slow Football. There is a link in the episode description and it's our thing of the week. That was Route 1. If you've been listening to us since our launch in the summer, thank you so much for all of your support. It's meant so much. All of the lovely reviews, all of the times you've forwarded it, you have literally kept us going because we'll be back 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday. We've got loads of exciting stuff planned. Can't wait to tell you all about it. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Helena Fremantle. We will see you in the first week of January. Have a wonderful Christmas and a very happy new year.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.